Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to this breaking edition of the Bengal Tiger Recruiting Podcast. We are happy to be awaiting the announcement of four-star offensive linemen. Sorry, as I go live here, we are double on YouTube there. So that's the beauty of live YouTubing, I guess. But we are live awaiting the announcement of four-star Eagles Landing Christian offensive lineman DJ Chester, one of the top uncommitted offensive linemen in the country. And as I'm watching the stream here, it is just about go time for DJ in the state of Georgia, a top 150 overall prospect in the country, has the likes of LSU, Auburn, Florida State, FAMU, Michigan, Ole Miss on the table. And we are going to go live to Eagles Christian Landing, bring them in now, and await the start of this as things are getting going there. There's DJ sitting there in the bottom or in the right side of your page, or at least for me. We get moved in a little bit closer now to that one. LSU has led the On3 recruiting prediction machine for this one for quite some time now, dating back to the summer. He took an official visit to Baton Rouge. Brad Davis was there to see him as we get some help there. I believe that's Dr. Tim, the head of school, helping us out there at Eagles Landing Christian. And now we are all set for DJ Chester to announce his college decision here coming up shortly. He took an official visit to LSU this summer. Brad Davis was out to see him last Friday, as were we, in an 82-0 win for him and his teammates. They're getting ready for playoffs this week. DJ Chester is set to announce here, him and his family at the table now. And Jeremy Johnson of On3 is in the building there in just outside the Atlanta area. There's Jeremy. Appreciate him getting up this morning early on to be there for the announcement. His dad, James, joins the table now. And here we go. It's time for DJ Chester to take the stage.
Everybody, if we can hear me okay, we will go ahead and get started. First off, congrats, everybody. We are just about to go live. So Steve Wilfong, our director of recruiting here, is going to host today's show. He's going to welcome everybody in once we go live. He's then going to throw out to you guys at you.
Just awaiting some announcements before they get going.
Hear you. Steve will cue you up. You'll go ahead and say today's prayer. We'll come back with Steve and DJ. Steve's going to ask DJ a couple of questions, just some easy softball stuff. And then eventually, Steve will say, where will you be playing your college ball? Like I told you last night, DJ, take your time, give your full speech, acknowledge whatever you'd like to acknowledge. And then once we commit, everyone feel free to cheer. Then once everyone settles in, Steve's going to have a couple more questions and we will get out of here. Anyone have any final questions or thoughts before we get going?
No, sir. We good.
All right. DJ, the way I'm going to cue you guys up on the prayer is the first question I'm going to ask you is who's there with you? And once you introduce your family and coaches and stuff, you guys can kind of take it from there.
All righty.
All right, everybody set? Colin, you're good?
Yep. All right, let's go ahead and get started, y'all. We are going live.
Welcome back to the 24/7 Sports YouTube channel. I'm Steve Wilfong, nation's top offensive line prospects. DJ Chester announces college commitment. Auburn, Florida State, Florida A&M, LSU, Michigan, and Ole Miss are among the finalists for the blue chipper who will play in the All-America Bowl on January 7th. Let's go out to Eagles Landing Christian Academy in McDonough, Georgia, and bring in the top 247's number 7 offensive tackle recruit, DJ Chester.
Hello.
DJ, good morning. Congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Who do you have with you there?
I have my parents and my sisters and my head coach right behind me.
All right, let's pray for DJ right here, and thank you guys for coming. Let's pray. God, thank you for this day. We come to you now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for DJ and his family and just the school and this opportunity he has. Lord, I pray that you would go before him. I pray that you give him wisdom, and I pray that you would make your name great through his life and through his career. And we just love you and praise you and thank you for your son, Jesus, died on the cross for our sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
DJ, you narrowed your recruitment down to these 6 schools. What were the important factors you were looking for in a college football program and school?
Some of the most important factors for me, for one, where these guys are the most comfortable.
This is just a reminder that when we have 9:38, 9 will be in their junior spot in the outside courtyard area. Juniors and seniors will be in their regular area, and all football players may participate in viewing the recognition event that is going on in the high school commons area. Thank you.
We have morning announcements at ELCA. We have a big college recruiting announcement here on the 24/7 Sports YouTube channel. What were the important factors for you as you were looking for a school?
Some of the most important factors was one, to where like my family felt most, because I'm a family first place, and then also was where God was leading me to. And I'm more than just a football player, so wherever I can get my degree first and get better.
The school you choose, what kind of player are they getting in your opinion?
They're getting a hardworking player, a player who's going to give it all and not stop until he get what he wants. That's really it. Like a hardworking player who know what he wants.
How long have you known where you were going to play your college football?
I've known for a minute, but I was like, me and God were going back and forth. I really hadn't trusted God with my decision, and that's why I'm ready to release it now.
Well, with that buzzer, let's tell everybody where you'll be playing your college football.
For the next 4 years, I'll be playing my college football at LSU.
Congratulations, DJ. What made the Tigers right for you?
Like I was saying, what made the Tigers right for me was one, my major there, the major that I want to go into, they're really the best in the nation with it. Also, the connections that they got, since LSU is the only big Power 5 in Louisiana, and also they're allowing me to do track and field too. And then that's where me and my family felt most at home, most at peace too.
Yeah, LSU adding the nation's number 7 offensive tackle to a recruiting class that goes from number 7 to number 4 in the 24/7 Sports recruiting class rankings. I know you spoke extremely highly of Brad Davis to me throughout your process. What excites you about having him as your future offensive line coach?
What excites me is, like, he's basically like my other dad. Me and him talk almost every week. Also, he got a recruiter, JR. He also been on me heavy. Like, JR's like an older brother. He's also been helping me get through this whole process. Even when I was unsteady, he's always helped me get through it.
You told me when you took your official visit to LSU in the summer, you didn't want to leave. What is it about the place that made it feel like home?
I don't know. It's just the people down there and the environment. It just feels like where I'm at now. That's what made me want to go.
LSU's got a top 10 showdown in Death Valley, a night game against Alabama this weekend. You're going to be there. What excites you about Brian Kelly and the trajectory he has with this program right now?
What excites me is I know Coach Kelly's going to take us farther than anybody else thinks we can go. And I can't wait to experience Death Valley at night.
And LSU bringing in one of the best offensive line classes in the country right now. You're joining Zalance Hurd, Tyree Adams, and Paul Mbenga. Do you have a relationship with those guys, and talk about your potential playing together?
Yes, sir. All of them are guys. I've been talking to them since like earlier this summer. They were trying to get me with all of them committed. And then the last time I went down there, we were in like a little group, and we just kept on top and kept in touch.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, DJ Chester. The latest commitment for Bryant Kelly and the LSU Tigers. LSU up to number 4 in the 24/7 sports recruiting rankings. Let's bring in my colleague, national analyst.
And Shay, we heard the news there. DJ Chester does it with morning announcements in the background. LSU getting one of the nation's best offensive linemen for Brad Davis in his class. Your initial reaction to the news that DJ Chester is now on board?
Big, right? Big. I like what we just did there, Billy. A little, that was some talented maneuvering by you.
It's like Red Zone Channel, but for commitments.
Yes, that's right. We have 20 minutes of commercial-free recruiting talk here. No, this is a big one. I just posted to our board. We sat down with Charles Power, who's the director of scouting and rankings for us at On3. And he had a lot of glowing things to say about DJ. He pointed out that this is a kid who was a state runner-up in the shot put and discus. You heard DJ mention then that he might get a crack at doing some track and field at LSU. Obviously, that's what he would mean. He said that played into his decision. But I think in terms of football, Charles sums it up well in there. You've done a really good job of proving this year with Will Campbell and Emory Jones that you can get guys on the field early. And look, they're playing tackle. So the foundation is beginning to be built, right? Like those two guys are going to be multi-year starters, probably 3, if not more, year starters, depending on their NFL aspirations. But when you look at Chester, Charles felt like after watching a lot of him, seeing him as a senior, remember, Billy, this is a kid who's 17. He doesn't even turn 18 until he's already on campus next year at LSU. So young for his grade. The development, I think, will come in time. But Charles felt like, look, between this guy's strength, how he plays now, how far along he already is as a pass pro guy, as an interior offensive lineman, kind of where he can take his game with Brad Davis. There's a feeling that whether it's year one or year two, that DJ Chester is going to be on the field early in Baton Rouge.
Yeah. And, you know, watching him last Friday with Brad
Davis. LSU Avenue. You see this? This is great.
I know. We got to do this more often. I mean,
I love the bucket hat that he's wearing.
The bucket hat is so underrated. It'll serve him well when he's working some camps in Baton Rouge over the summer in the heat. Look, I went out and saw him last week, and Brad Davis was there, and it was a blowout win. I mean, the competition that they faced, 75-0 at the half. But, you know, DJ Chester strikes me as a very competitive player who wants to set the tone as a leader. I mean, the most amount of work, in a way, he got was sprinting down the field for field goal, point after attempts right after they'd score a touchdown. They scored 3 or 4 pick six punt return. So it's kind of a quick turn for those field goal guys. And he was the first guy down there, and he sprinted and raced one of his other offensive linemen down the field. So he's a guy that plays with passion, picks his teammates up, you know, right before their first drive, gave every offensive lineman a pat on the head, went around. And you can tell talking with him that he's a very thoughtful kid, wants to be a leader on this team, fits in well at the interior for LSU long-term, probably a guard or center in Brad Davis's eyes. And he's the type of prospect that, you know, Brian Kelly is really trying to recruit and bring into this program right now. I mean, he's got the academic side of it, really just well-spoken young man who wants to play in the SEC. He took that Michigan official visit right before making this announcement that he was going to announce and before he was going to visit LSU. So if you connected the dots there, all signs pointed to LSU, and they have for a while. I think this is one where LSU did a really good job getting him in the spring. He was one of the first guys they looked at as far as this 2023 class. They offered him early. They got him on campus, got him back for an official, got him back for Bayou Splash, which, you know, sources say is when he made that actual commitment. Then he goes through the fall and takes all these visits. He visits Michigan. He visits Florida State twice, South Carolina. Shay, you got to credit Brad Davis for, you know, weathering the storm, and clearly the family was ready to give him good news and not wait it out until that January All-America Bowl.
And we've been our, you'll write, you have a behind the scenes piece. It's going to be up on the site, but we both talked about it in our prediction piece. This isn't the first time we thought he would go public. We thought this not long after his official visit. We thought this not long after he visited for the Southern game, which, as you know, the home opener for LSU. And now, what, November, he's ready to go public with it, which is still really 2 months before he thought, or at least initially planned, to go public. And you heard him talking about it. He said, I knew this since the summer, really. I've been talking to Zaylon Hurd and Tyree Adams and Mbenga and those guys for months now. So behind the scenes, it was clear that LSU led. It was just about holding on. As you said, kudos to Brad Davis for that. Brian Kelly, the staff, you mentioned J.R. Belton. A lot of people pitching in here, obviously. But I look at this being a thing where, Billy, they closed. You pointed this out in the commitment preview. Like, Clemson offered, Florida State, and a lot of schools were trying hard nonstop to get him. And LSU, he never wavered off LSU. So kudos to Brad Davis. Kudos to this staff. And I think it really speaks volumes to a class now that you add DJ Chester to, with Hurd, with Adams, with Paul Mbenga. Now you've got a 2022 class on campus where two of them are already starters. You've got Borderline, Fitzgerald West, a couple of guys there that are in year one, you know, obviously moving along in terms of development. So you feel like 2022 and 2023 now, this current class, kids are seniors in high school, they'll be on the team next year. That's the foundation of the O-line moving forward, that between those two groups of kids who signed both this past year and now this year, you would think you're coming away with maybe, Billy, all five starters at some point in the future might be from this two group of classes.
Yeah, and quick note, LSU remains at number four in the On3 rankings and you know, widens their gap between them and Texas. So that's good news for the Tigers trying to solidify a top five class here. They've got Zalance Hurd, Tyree Adams, Paul Mbenga. Now it's up to Brad Davis to kind of get a little, like you said, a little lagniappe. You said it on the podcast earlier this week. That would be kind of what Brad Davis is going to shoot for now, because they still need to address the trenches they have in these two classes. You mentioned Will Campbell, Emory Jones. You got Zaylon Hurd, Tyree Adams, Paul Mbenga and DJ Chester. And you can see them all starting at some point. They're developmental guys. Yeah. There's some that are physically ready to go, like Zalance especially. DJ is ready to go, I think. You know, especially, you know, coming in, getting a full summer workout to get stronger, maybe in the lower body a little bit. But I mean, physically, he's a big kind of, you know, bruising guard. So really, really good job by Brad Davis. We'll see. He'll swing for some big fish now, I think, down the stretch, try and flip some guys, you know, that have been committed elsewhere, long time targets for him. But yep, this is a great, great haul, back-to-back times for Brad Davis, and just continuing to rebuild the trenches, and LSU needed it. It desperately. So this is a huge land for LSU.
No, big time, big time. What is this? 24 commitments now. There is no cap on how many you can sign. So it's not like the old days where you could only sign 25. You just have to stay under 85 total scholarship players. So LSU's been battling scholarship issues, a lack of scholarship players. So that shouldn't be a big worry. I said this earlier this week, Billy, maybe we're looking at 27, 28, somewhere in that range, maybe more if they have a run on guys they really want that want to get in the boat. But 24 right now, won't be surprised they add a handful more. So this 2023 recruiting class, far from done. Still a lot of guys on the board.
Absolutely. And that'll put a wrap on it. We'll have a lot more coverage at thebengaltiger.com. Check us out for $1 for a year, and you could still get a free Founders Club hat. So check out that deal. Not going away, especially the Founders Club hats, until we get rid of them. So take advantage of them. Check them out. We have people still chiming in on the board just about daily. You know, ordered mine, got it. And if you order today, might get in time for the Alabama game, but that'll be a stretch. We'll see. They're pretty quick.
They move fast. It's like overnight. Yeah.
So with that, guys, check out all the content we'll have at thebengaltiger.com. Lots more to come on what's next in the class of 2023, and a big recruiting weekend for LSU with the Alabama game on Saturday. DJ Chester will be there. His teammate, four-star running back Brandon Hurd in the 2024 class, will be there as well. Check out the full visitor list on thebengaltiger.com. And we'll also, again, post what's next for the class of 2023 and, you know, kind of preview what's to come in the next month or so. Early signing period will be here before we know it. So thanks for tuning in to this live edition of the Bengal Tiger Recruiting Podcast. Yeah. Had some morning announcements, got DJ Chester's commitment in. What a time to be alive on the Bengal Tiger Recruiting Podcast. So thanks for joining us. For Shea Dixon, I'm Billy Embody. We'll catch you next time. And have a good weekend. Enjoy the game.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.